Good morning, good morning, good morning, my loves. This is Roseanne Austin, and I am so excited to be here with you this morning as we talk about moving from positive thinking to positive believing on this journey. And that's three steps to end negativity on your fertility journey. And love, I am not exaggerating when I tell you that I am super excited to be here with you this morning sharing about this topic, because it is so insanely dear to my heart. And as we're going to be talking about this morning, you're going to find out why today, in particular, the energy that you're going to be getting from me during this call and the intention that you're going to be getting from me absolutely underscores why this is so critically important. So as we have people jumping on this call, literally from all over the world, there were an extraordinary amount of you that signed up to join us this morning. So we're super excited about that. So I just want to make sure that, because what we're going to be sharing this morning is so important, that everyone can hear me. So if you have dialed in, if you wouldn't mind hitting star 2 on your telephone keypad so the team and I can see that our audio is working properly here. Okay, great. Seeing that. That's amazing. So ladies, as we zero in on this topic, I want to keep reminding you that we are here to learn about moving from positive thinking to positive believing. This is like the holy grail on this journey. You know, when we're living this journey, this mindset thing that if this isn't your first time, if this isn't your first rodeo or first time you've attended a Circle in Bloom teleseminar with me, you know that I am going to be hammering this point throughout our call this morning, and it's because it is so insanely important. So as you live this journey, the one thing you can control is you and what you think, and your mindset is the most powerful and underutilized resource that you have. And as you're going to learn this morning, chances are, and maybe you are using mindset, but it's not the kind of mindset that's actually going to support you to get success. So what you're going to learn this morning is really going to help you turn that around, give you tangible evidence and tangible proof of what's available to you when you move from positive thinking to positive believing. Okay, because look, you know, sometimes on this journey, it can feel like we're stuck in an endless ping pong match between positivity about your fertility and deep, dark, scary negativity and doubt. It's like a mad case of emotional whiplash, right? You know, one minute you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this. This is so awesome. Yeah, I can't wait. And then the next minute you're like, what just happened to me? Like, my life sucks. It's never going to happen for me. Why did I even start? Why don't I just dig a hole and live there? You know, I mean, so it's this wild oscillation between these things. You know, and what's even more frustrating is I bet there are times when you feel like you're doing everything you know to do to stay in a positive mindset, like reading motivational quotes, checking out inspirational blogs, saying affirmations. Maybe you've dabbled with therapy. Maybe you're exercising to try to bring those hormone levels up and try to level out, but nothing seems to stick. Think about that. You know, if you feel like negativity always knows how to pull the rug out from under you, you are definitely not alone. And I bet you are here with me right now because you figured out that positive thinking alone doesn't work. Because newsflash, my loves, it doesn't. It doesn't. Positive thinking on its own is like putting a Band-Aid on a shark bite. It's disastrously insufficient, regardless of one's good intentions. And, you know, with so many things coming at us on this journey, you have got to take control of this part of it, because it controls everything. The domino effect of your mindset is undeniable. It's extraordinary. And when you learn to harness it properly, you can actually use it to your advantage. And that's what I want for you. I want that for you because I see day in and day out the difference it makes in women's lives when they actually put themselves back into a position of power and literally empower themselves to transform their results.
because it's possible. It's totally possible. And that, again, loves, is what I want for you, because that is going to put you on the road to the success that you crave. I mean, hands down, that is what's going to make all the difference in the world. You simply cannot be missing this piece of the puzzle, okay? And look, your fertility journey by its very nature is uncertain. So you need something far more robust, in place when it comes to mindset on this journey than the inconsistent, occasional, and conditional positive thought. And let me make one point about that. Notice that I said conditional, okay? Because one of the things that I run up against so often is, you know, I'll hear women say, you know, I was thinking positive, you know, until 6 months went by. And it's like, so you have this notion of positivity, and you'll believe as long as it happens on your timeline, or you'll believe as long as everything lines up exactly as you want it. That's conditional. That's putting conditions on your belief. It's like if then, or if therefore, you know, so it's not real belief. Okay, it's not the kind of belief that's going to give you the unshakable confidence that you want. And I know that that is lurking around in your mind. You want to be able to believe that your baby is coming, this is happening for you. Well, that comes from moving from simple positive thinking to positive believing. You want to cultivate a deep and abiding belief in your success. You know, because look, what you think and believe, aka your mindset, is the cornerstone of your life. Your mindset will dictate every decision you make, conscious or otherwise. So if you have a negative mindset and negative beliefs running the show, you put yourself on a perilous crash course with negative results in your life. That's real. And that's what we're going to be talking about more in a bit. You know, because your inward truth always, my loves, finds outward expression. Okay. And sure, you might get lucky here and there with, you know, but a negative mindset will rig the game against you, my loves. And with the stakes on this journey being so high and the average woman spending $60,000 in order to get a positive result, you simply cannot afford to risk mindset pulling a Tonya Harding on your dreams. And if you don't know the whole Tonya Harding situation, or you're unfamiliar with who that is, Google it after we're done here. Okay. And you'll totally get the reference. And for those of you who are in your late 30s and early 40s, you'll get it. So, my loves, if you are new to this mindset thing, or if perhaps you have thus far treated the notion of mindset as just feel-good fluff, secondary to diet, treatments, supplements, and everything else we do on this journey, welcome. We are so glad you're here. You're about to get an education. Wise women on this journey choose beliefs that support their success. They make mindset just as much of a priority as diet, supplements, and treatment. Wise women get this, and that's what I want for you. I want you from this day forward to be so wise that you're making great choices for yourself and you're supporting yourself in the way that you deserve, okay? Notice the words that I'm using there. The way you deserve to be supported on this journey, okay? I want you to understand that what is in you, this desire to be a mom, it's there for a reason. It's because it's part of your life's purpose, my love. I want you to get real grounded in that, honor that, love that about yourself, and decide this morning, as you're setting your intentions for our time together, decide that you're going to honor that by paying close attention, by participating, by really getting into this. Because look, when you master this part of what's going on for you on your journey, everything changes. Okay. So for those of you just joining us, again, welcome to From Positive Thinking to Positive Believing, 3 steps to end negativity on your fertility journey. And again, for those of you, I mean, we have so many women sign up for this, and a load of them are brand new to this series. We, of course, have our loyal audience, which we absolutely love. But for those of you who are new, again, my name is Roseanne Austin. I am a fertility mindset coach. I help women around the world get pregnant and make their dream of being a mom come true. My ladies have babies. And so that's what we're going to be focusing on this morning. So again, I'm so happy that you're here. And as I said very early on, I am super excited to be here with you today, and I chose this day to present this subject with a very specific intention in mind. And it was very important to me that it happened on this day for one reason. My loves, today is my miracle boy's first birthday. My baby boy, Asher, whom, if you're listening online, you probably see a slide of me holding him that's up. That's my boy. And if you have, I mean, if you have any doubt about what's possible for you, I want you to see that photo, look at it, because that is what's possible. He is proof positive of the power of belief. It's proof of what happens when you go from thinking positive to believing positive. And I want to drive that point home to all of you, because look, when I started my fertility journey over 8 years ago, I wasn't half as smart as you are right now. Give yourself massive credit for being here. My mindset was so negative back then, I would have scoffed at the idea of being on a call like this. Back then, I was the lead trial attorney in a specialized prosecution unit here in California. I approached my struggle with fertility like I would something in the courtroom. It was just strictly just the facts, ma'am. I figured that the fertility issues that I faced would be, it would just be about getting the right doctor, the right, you know, medication, the right treatment, a perfectly clean diet, and then boom, my baby would be here. You know, back then, I thought this whole mind-body connection and mindset thing was just a bunch of hocus-pocus, nice-to-have fluff, secondary to anything medicine could offer me. And in poker terms, I put all my chips on medicine, okay? Then reality hit, because the months of trying turned into years of trying. I did every treatment, diet, lotion, potion I could get my hands on. I was treated by some of the best doctors in the country. My husband and I spent over $100,000 in this process. I was doing everything I knew to do and still not getting pregnant. And, you know, that whole time, it felt like everywhere I turned was bad news and dismal statistics. I was desperate and ashamed. I'd always figured that if I'd worked hard and was a good person, things would turn around for me, just as they always had, because I'd never turned away from hard work. I figured, oh, if I just work harder, this is going to happen for me. But for the first time in my life, I was utterly failing, and it felt like there was nothing I could do about it. Regardless of how much harder I worked, regardless of how much harder I tried, you know, that is what, you know, was, that was what was playing over and over and over again in my head. And at that point, like any smart woman, I had to ask myself seriously, you know, what's not working here? I had to look around. And when I took an honest look at the way I was living my journey, one thing became painfully obvious. There was one thing that wasn't healthy in this whole thing, and that was my mindset. Okay, I was living such a contradiction. You know, I, like I was saying to you, I was eating clean, I was doing all this stuff, you know, I was like running the marathon of fertility. And, you know, everything was quote unquote perfect on this one side of the equation. But on the other side of the equation, I had these low down, dirty beliefs that were absolutely running the show. You know, it's like I had all these great things, you know, up on a pedestal about myself. You know, I was eating clean and all those other things. But on the other side, I was like, I had these gutter beliefs. And that incongruency, that inconsistency was creating chaos in my life and chaos with my emotions. And I was a stressed out mess. You know, I was so stuck in a rabbit hole of fear, negativity, and stress that unbeknownst to me, I was setting all of these expensive treatments up to fail. My fertility team was showing up and doing their job, but I wasn't. My doctors and the medicine, you know, they were only part of the equation. They needed me to bridge the gap. And my negative mindset only made everyone's job harder. When my negative beliefs were in charge, you know, I was making huge, expensive mistakes, and I didn't even realize it. Okay, my beliefs were literally blocking my success. And when I opened my eyes, it was painfully obvious. You know, as Steve Jobs says in one of his speeches, you know, it's so easy for us to connect the dots looking backward. It's very hard for us to see what's, you know, that how the dots connect looking forward. And that's the point of what we're doing this morning. I want you to begin to empower yourself so that you don't have to do that. Okay. And look, you know, I immediately, when I realized what I was doing, I immediately began the work to try to transform my mindset. And literally within weeks of changing what I believed, okay, not what I thought, but what I believed was possible for me, and I changed the way I showed up, I was pregnant. Okay, that's how powerful mindset is. And when this discovery rocked my world. And at that point, I decided I was going to teach other women around the world how to do what I did so they too could use the power of mindset to achieve their own success. I left my work as a prosecutor, became a nationally certified coach, and began helping women defy the odds on this journey. Okay. And I went and used what I teach. So I practiced what I preached, and I was able to get pregnant naturally at 43, despite years of failed fertility treatments, horrendous statistics, and basically being told it would never happen for me. So my love, I am 44 and a half today with a one-year-old miracle boy who has a three-tiered shark cake waiting to be cut for him today. Okay, that is what is possible for you. All right, that is possible. I'm not unique in that way. I just made a decision that I was turning things around. And that's why I want to teach you what I'm going to teach you today. This is what I did. This is what my clients do. We beat the odds. And that's why I'm so excited, okay? And so if after this call you decide, oh my gosh, I want to go deeper with this, you know, I want this in my life, I'm going to talk to you about super briefly about how you can do that, okay? So if you're in a place where you are struggling to believe that this is possible for you, or if you're struggling to believe positive, I want you to know you can turn this around. Okay, I know it's possible. I see women do it every single day. If I did it, my clients on 6 of 7 continents can do it, so can you, okay? So can you. The most bulletproof insurance policy you have for making your mom dreams come true, my loves, lies between your ears, okay? Make note of that. So before we get any further, I want to make sure that we send a loving shout out to Joanne and the entire Circle and Bloom team for making this time that we have together possible. They are such good people, so absolutely committed to this community, my love. So just take a split second and send them some love right now, okay? So in this morning's class, you're going to learn the number one thing most women on this journey fail to do that can stop negativity dead in its tracks. And this nugget is powerful and backed by science. You're also going to understand the real reason why you get stuck spinning in negativity regardless of what you do, so you can finally break free of it. And you're going to take a bold, fun, and surprisingly simple step to start believing positive, so you can finally live your journey with confidence, peace, and dare I say joy. That's what you deserve, my loves, okay? So make sure that if you have questions, you're writing them down, because we're going to have plenty of time for question and answers when we're done here. Also, as part of your registration, you should have a worksheet. You have a little workbook, and I want you to use that to follow along. It's extremely important. You know, we retain so much more when we're taking notes, we're following along, and I really want you to capture the goodness for yourself here that you are going, you know, get what you came for, loves. So be absolutely engaged and let's do this. So let's talk about the number one thing women on this journey fail to do that can stop negativity dead in its tracks. And this nugget, as I said, is powerful and it's backed by science. Okay. They fail to focus on a clear mental picture of exactly what they desire on this journey. Let me say that again. This is the thing that most women on this journey fail to do that has the power to stop negativity dead in its tracks. And that is, they fail to focus on a clear mental picture of exactly what they want on this journey. Notice my emphasis was on focus. Focus on the clear mental picture of what they desire. Now, there may be some of you are thinking, wait a minute, Roseanne, I think about my baby all day. What are you talking about? Okay, here's where I would invite you to take a moment and consider what you are really thinking in the context of your baby. You know, most of us make the mistake of focusing on what we don't want. All right? We focus on what we don't want. And this unleashes a cascade of negative, fear-based thoughts that give us tunnel vision and makes it seem like the only thing possible for us is the worst case scenario and misery. Okay? And, you know, think about that. When you think about your baby, are you thinking about like little hearts and Tweety Bird and all that other stuff? Or are you thinking something different? Are you thinking something completely negative? You know, I bet when you think about your baby, it's not necessarily these joyous images, or if they are joyous images, those are fairly quickly dashed by thoughts of what you don't have or what you don't want. And this is a really incredibly important distinction. And the results are dramatically different, you know, depending on the image that you bring to mind. You know, are you focusing, as I said, on, you know, all these pink hearts and Tweety Bird and all this stuff? Or are you thinking about an empty crib when you think about baby? Or when you think about having your baby, are you immediately going back to mental images of negative test results, you know, or how you behaved when you received negative test results over the phone if you were in a treatment cycle? You know, what are you focusing on? And, you know, I bet me even saying those words are bringing those exact pictures to your mind. And this is what you need to know, my loves, is our brains think in pictures. If I asked you to think about, you know, or bring to mind a horse, you'd see the image of a horse, right? You wouldn't see the word H-O-R-S-E, horse, in English. You know, you would be seeing an image of a horse. And that's just the way our brains work. So when all you do is focus on negative images of lack and pain, that reinforces negative beliefs. So you've got to create a clear mental picture for yourself of exactly what you want, okay? You want to have repeated and emotionalized visual focus on what you desire. Because what happens and the way our brains work is when we continuously impress upon our subconscious mind and in our brain, you know, these images, these negative images, you know, that's what becomes a belief. When you think about something enough, you begin to believe it, right? You know, that's why, you know, you'll hear sometimes women will say, you know, I just keep getting all these negative results, okay? And then they spend all their time replaying those negative results over and over and over again. And instead of putting their focus on what they want and the images they want to create in their lives, they're replaying those same negative movies in their mind over and over and over again. So that becomes the ingrained belief. They literally create a neural pathway in their brain that just replays that over and over and over again. And it has you on repeat and thinking that that's the only thing that's possible for you. So can you see how important this is? So science has proven the power of visualization to assist with healing, and it absolutely impacts your emotions. And if you're part of the Circle in Bloom community, you get this. You get this. Joanne's beautiful voice, whenever you're listening to your meditations, is causing you to create mental pictures of what's going on for you, depending on the program you're using, right? So the point of all of that is for you to create a new set of beliefs. And look, if thus far you've been focusing on negative mental pictures, you can see the impact it's had on your journey. So why not use this powerful, undeniable, most valuable resource you have of your mind? Why not use that for good? You literally have the power to crush negativity. And with your mind and the mental pictures that you create, you can stop the negativity dead in its tracks. Okay? So right now, we're about to do an exercise. So, but I want to make one more point is that, okay, this is really, you know, through the course of my work, you know, I'll talk to women all over the world. And what's interesting is, you know, some women, and maybe this is true for you this morning, they are not even able to picture what they want anymore. The negativity has so overrun their journey that they can't even see themselves pregnant. They can't even see themselves holding their baby. It just is utterly blocked from their mind. And I have deep and abiding compassion for that. Okay. I know what that's like. I was in that same deep, dark place on my own journey, and there's hope for you. Okay. So if you find yourself in that place, there's hope for you. Trust me. And, you know, maybe you're a little bit, you know, on another aspect of the spectrum. You know, maybe you can only see a flash, but immediately all these other negative images, you know, come in and absolutely crush that one positive image that you have. Well, I want you to know that you can turn this around, and let's give you something gorgeous to focus on, because from here on out, you are going to have the power to stop negativity dead in its tracks by using this. Okay? So let's get this started. Now, let me just state, I want you to use some common sense here, loves. If you're driving as you're listening to this, do not close your eyes and follow along. Okay? Wait, listen to the replay. Wait till you get home to engage in this particular exercise, because, you know, I don't want you all over the road. So please use some common sense. This is only for those of you who can safely close your eyes, and you are not going to risk life and limb in order to do that, okay? So for those of you who can do this, I want you to just, wherever you're seated, I want you to just begin to slowly close your eyes. We are going to give you something beautiful to focus on. Vision helps cultivate belief. So let's create yours in a way that perhaps you never have. So with your eyes closed, I want you to just breathe in and breathe out. Give yourself this gift of participating fully, being here, being undistracted, and just giving yourself a chance to use the most powerful resource you have, and that is your brain. And take another deep breath in and breathe out. And I want you to begin to imagine your journey exactly as you desire it to be. See yourself maybe pregnant. Maybe in your mind's eye, your journey as you desire it to be is you already holding your precious baby. It doesn't matter. This is your image. Choose any aspect of your journey and see it as you desire it to be. Allow yourself to go there. See this aspect of your journey completely at ease. If your image is of being pregnant, see that beautiful body of yours, capable, beautiful, and moving through each stage of pregnancy, absolutely healthy. Make this image in your mind vivid. And if perhaps you're farther along in your mind's eye when you're creating your perfect image, maybe it's you holding your baby. And see that image of your baby, so precious and beautiful. Whatever you've chosen, be with it. See the detail. What do you notice about this image of what it is that you desire? What are the textures? What are the sights? What are the sounds? Notice what you are wearing in this place. Really take that in. What does it look like for you? This positive and clear mental picture of what you desire. Notice who else is there with you. Is there anyone else there? Do you see family? Do you see friends? What's there for you? Allow yourself to have this. make the colors just a little bit brighter. Make the light in the background just a little bit brighter. See this. And begin to let yourself feel the emotion. If this beautiful image of what you desire is seeing that beautiful belly of yours, feel the emotion of what it's like to put your arms around that belly and say, "This is my baby." See yourself being so super cute in your pregnancy clothes. Maybe see yourself walking through your favorite maternity shop. Think about how excited you are going to be to have that experience and feel those emotions now. Let them wash over you. And if you have chosen somewhere in your mind's eye where you already have your baby, feel the emotion of how good it is going to feel when you smell that baby's beautiful baby smell. It's delicious. Or maybe your vision includes those cute and adorable baby toes. Maybe it's walking around a park, pushing your stroller and seeing your baby inside. Whatever it is for you, feel the emotion. Allow yourself to emotionalize what you see. Make this vision everything you want it to be. Your vision is literally right now helping you cultivate the belief. And really let that sink in. Let this wash over you. See this clear mental picture and notice what's different for you. Notice how good this feels. Notice also if you feel any resistance. There's nothing wrong with that. Just notice it. Let yourself play with the images that are coming up for you. And just take this in. This is what you desire. This is what you want. These emotions, these beautiful emotions that are coming up for you, this is where you want to feel. This is what you want to feel. And just be with that. So now, my loves, I want you to come back to this space and time. Allow yourself to wiggle your fingers and toes and come back. You've just had a taste of what it is that's possible for you. You felt the emotion. You saw the images. This is absolutely possible for you. And think about what would be different about your journey and the way you live it if you lived it focusing on that. Okay? And so I want you to take a moment. For those of you that have printed out your worksheet, just take a few moments and write some notes. What is it that you saw? Was there anything that was surprising to you? You know, write some notes from that exercise. And also, take note that the number one thing you have got to do to stop negativity dead in its tracks is deeply connect and focus with the image of what you want. That is what you have got to do to stop the negativity in its tracks. You can't possibly tell me that when you felt some negativity come up, if you immediately went back to that image, if you brought up that image of what it is that you want, you felt the emotion, you saw the detail, that you wouldn't be able to stop negativity dead in its tracks right then and there. That's how powerful your brain is. So just take a couple notes. What did you notice? And I want you to solidify that in your mind, because that is one of the go-to things that you are going to use in literally creating a new neural pathway in your brain that is ultimately going to create a new belief for you. We are literally retraining your brain through the use of visualization. Okay, vision helps you cultivate the belief. One of my absolute heroes, Dr. Wayne Dyer, he had this saying is that, you know, most of us run around through our lives and say, "Whoa, I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it." And what he was saying is that, you know, essentially he turns that on its ear, saying that when you believe it, you will see it. It's not when you see it, you'll believe it. It's when you believe, you will see it. Okay? Because that's just how our brains work. When we transform our beliefs and when we start living by a different set of beliefs, you'll start behaving differently. Okay? Your thoughts and beliefs create action. You take action based on your thoughts and beliefs. That's why mindset is so important. Because as we said earlier, is this domino effect. So if you led with your journey from this place, from the place of what you want, focusing on what you desire, that beautiful picture of what you desire, not on what you don't want. Think about how your choices would be different. Think about how your stress level would be. Think about your level of faith. If you allowed yourself to focus on what you want with that love and all of those good feelings that you felt in that, it has the power to turn your journey completely around. And that is what will help move you from thinking positive to believing positive. Okay. And we're going to talk more about that, but that's where it all begins, is creating a new visual for yourself and focusing on that visual with singular focus, with stubborn focus, so that whenever something, you know, comes in from the side or is trying to distract you, you go back to what you believe. You go back to this image and you impress this image upon that beautiful subconscious mind over and over and over again, and you will build belief, okay? Can you see the distinction? You know, reading some internet meme or, you know, some positive quote, yeah, you know, you'll feel good for like 3 seconds, if that, and you'll move on because you've got other pictures floating in your mind. Now, my loves, you are walking away this morning with a completely different picture. You have the picture, you have the emotion, okay? You have the power to start impressing that on your subconscious mind, okay? So we have this beautiful picture all set up for you. You used your beautiful imagination for good this time. But let's talk about the real reason you get stuck spinning in negativity regardless of what you do, so you can finally break free of it, okay? So coming off that warm glow of that visual, let's be real. How many of you had a crushing negative belief sneak up and just snatch all of that away? You know, did you, you know, during that imagery, you know, as you began to bring that to mind, you know, maybe you were able to do it for that short period of time we did that visualization. But immediately when it stopped, you know, was there some belief that came up inside, you know, come on, she doesn't know what she's talking about. This can't work for me. I don't have the money for this. And what I saw in my picture, that's for other people. That's not for me. What was it for you? Think about it. You know, what was the belief, right? Because we're talking about creating new beliefs. We're talking about moving from positive thinking to positive believing. But the existing belief probably walked right up and tried to punch your new belief in the face, right? I know you. I know my ladies. So, and maybe if you've had such deeply ingrained negative beliefs, chances are that negative belief was coming in and fighting you the whole time. Maybe. Maybe that was the resistance. Maybe you felt, oh my goodness, I couldn't even hold that picture of what I want. I couldn't even see myself with this beautiful pregnant belly, or I couldn't even see myself holding a baby because the negative belief is so deeply ingrained, it literally yanked that picture right away from you. And that, my loves, that belief, that is why you keep spinning. Okay, that is what is causing you to go back to negativity over and over and over again, because that belief has taken up residence and it is bullying everybody else, right? All these other thoughts that, you know, these beautiful thoughts, these thoughts of confidence, these thoughts of belief in yourself, you know, belief in the process or faith, you know, whatever that is, that negative belief will come in and snatch that away. So this is why, like, you can read all these wonderful books, you can read all of these blogs, you can do all of that. But if you don't address this belief that is sneaking up and stealing your lunch money, you end up back at square one. Okay? This is why positive thinking alone doesn't work. You've got to cultivate a new set of beliefs, stronger and more vibrant than the ones that are running the show right now. Okay, so I want you, if you're following along and it's safe for you to do, you know, you're not riding and driving or whatever, write down the real reason you're getting stuck in negativity. And you're smart. You loves are smart. You know exactly what that low down dirty thought is that is coming up and snatching all of these beautiful images out of your mind and telling you, you can't do this. This is dumb. This isn't going to work. I've tried doing this before, blah, 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 blah. Well, that nonsense is going to keep you trapped. And I am not going to be a party in keeping you trapped, my love. So I'm going to push you. Write this down. And if you can't write it down, at least bring it to mind. What is the low down dirty thought? Because that is why you keep going back to negativity. Okay? Write it down. What is it for you? What is it? Again, is it you're not good enough? We all have that one at some level, don't we? I mean, and let me share this with you about my own journey. I mean, I had a nasty street gang of negative beliefs running around in my head. And it was hilarious because on the outside, you know, I was a state prosecutor, you know, I was a badass trial attorney. I looked like I had, you know, everything together. You know, I walked in the courtroom confident like I owned the place. But the reality was, is I had so many self-sabotaging beliefs running around my head that I couldn't even see myself pregnant. You know, I was so stuck in jealousy and weirdness, you know, that I couldn't even see past my own negativity. And like I said, you know, I was literally sabotaging my own results. And it wasn't because some like magical force was causing me to sabotage. It's like, look, if you think negative the way I did, and I know I'm not alone, the choices you make, the stress you allow into your life, you know, you're not really following your diet. You know, you're doing all kinds of stuff to quietly sabotage yourself. That's why this is really important, okay? Because like I said, your fertility team, you know, whether you're doing this naturally, you know, with your just your general practitioner, or you're going full ovaries out and, you know, doing all of the state-of-the-art treatments, you know, your treatment team, they need you to come, you know, with your best self. Like, you got to bring your best self forward. So part of that, you know, they need you to help them bridge the gap. So part of this is acknowledging what is the thing that's keeping me spinning, okay? Get that out on paper. Get that bugger out so you can shine some light on it, okay? So now that you know what it is, that belief that's causing you to spin, let's talk about the surprisingly simple step to start believing positive so that you can finally live your journey with the confidence, peace, and joy you deserve. You deserve this, okay? Who says this journey has to be hard? Who says it has to be a slog? I mean, think about it. You know, that's such a, like, some people may like, what? How can you even say that, Roseanne? What? Look, it doesn't have to be hard. And one of the things that, you know, could be the best thing you ever do on this journey is make it simple. Make it joyous. Think about what you're doing. You're trying to have a baby. Babies are amazing. They're squishy and fun and they smell good. Like, let that be joyous for you. Okay? And so the thing that you are going to do, the simple step, is you are going to take action to dislodge that low down dirty belief. Okay? Because if you look at the one where we started this call and, you know, where we have just been, you know, you created this beautiful image in your mind of what you want. You emotionalized it. You brought it to life. You made the colors just a little bit brighter. You made the lighting brighter. You know, you made this vivid. You saw the people around you. You saw yourself. I mean, what you're wearing, what, you know, the way things sounded, you know, all of the textures of what it is that you want to create in your life. Okay? You saw that. And then you became deeply aware of what is stopping you from living your journey from that place. This low down dirty belief that keeps tripping you up. And no matter what you do, will always demand to be paid first. Okay? Until you dislodge it. All right? Reprogramming that brain and dislodging that belief that is not serving you and is not helping you get the result you want. Okay? What do they say? The definition of insanity is to continue to do things the same way, expecting a result. You know, I know that's a terrible recap of that, but you know where I'm going. So look, you've got to make a decision. What are you going to do to dislodge this belief? You know, what are you going to do? You're smart. Think about it. You know, what is it that you are going to do to dislodge this? What are you going to commit to? You know, are there books that you have at home that, you know, you bought and, you know, have an inch of dust on them right now? You know, are you going to start reading about how you can change your mindset? Are you going to perhaps stop getting on fertility message boards that only perpetuate that negative belief, right? You know, maybe you're going to change, you know, who you surround yourself with because they are so negative, right? Think about it. You know, remember what I said, our brains think in pictures. And if the only picture that you're reinforcing is the negative one that is not helping you get the result, that is what you create in your life. It's how our brains work. We are programmed. Whatever we see in our minds, we want to confirm that. And so you're going to find yourself continuing in a path that doesn't serve you. Okay, so what is an action? You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to reach out and get help with this? You know, what are you going to do? And I want you to take a moment right now and write down, what are you going to do? What's the action? This is the surprisingly simple step, because we can talk about this, we can circle about this, but if you don't put any action behind this, if you don't take action based on what I've shared this morning and what you have learned, you stay in the same place. And there is no perfect action. You know, in fact, take imperfect action in the direction of transforming what you believe. You know, some people like affirmations. Some people, you know, will work with coaches like me that say like, hey, you know, I need to dislodge this. I've carried this for a long time. I need strategies. I need tools. I need to get out of this. Okay. Whatever that is for you, there, you don't have to start at the deep end of the pool. Just start, okay? So come up with something. What is one thing you can do, okay? And make a commitment to yourself. On that worksheet, there is a line that says, I am committed to, all right? And I want you to take that, and I want you to post it somewhere in your home, maybe in your closet. You know, if you have a mirror where you get dressed, put it there. What are you committed to? You know what you want. You saw the image. You also know the belief that's messing with you, that's keeping you stuck. You know, and let me just illustrate this really quickly, and then I'm going to open this up for questions. You know, if you have a deep and abiding belief that you are not worth spending money on, think about what that's going to do to you. If you don't believe that your dreams are worth spending money on, what do you think you're going to do? You're going to beat yourself up for spending money on treatment. You're going to beat yourself up for spending a bunch of money on supplements or eating organic. I mean, and maybe what you're going to do is not do any of that because you're so paralyzed with this negative belief about spending money on yourself. You're not doing the things you need to do. Think about that. See, it's logical and linear. Everything begins with a thought. So make the thought that you're focused on support the belief that's actually going to help you get what you want, my loves. Okay, and I say that with so much emphasis. I say that with so much passion because today I am celebrating my miracle boy's first birthday because I changed this about myself. Okay, and I want that for you. There's nothing I would love more than to receive 500 emails, you know, 9 months from now, 40 weeks from now, with you telling me, oh my God, holy crap, it happened for me. You know, that's all I care about. That lights me up. It's why I left my work as a prosecutor, and now I help women all over the world do the same thing, to do what I did, and they're holding babies right now because of it. So love yourself enough to make the commitment that you're going to do something. Okay, my loves? So I want to take your questions, but as I said, look, if you want to go deeper with this with me, as my gift to the Circle and Bloom community, for those women who are committed to changing this, committed, and you know what the low down, dirty, missing piece for you on this journey is. You know if it's your mindset. Well, for those of you that want to go deeper with this, we are offering a strategy session with me, a discovery session to talk about working together. And if you want to do that, if you're listening online, there's a little gray box. You can click it and say, I want my mindset. I want my miracle mindset. I want my fertility mindset. You can fill out the application there. You can also go to my website, which is www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough, or just go to the homepage, and it's going to show you how you can do that there. So I want to turn it over to you, my loves. My favorite part of this is answering your questions. So let's do that. So if you have a question and you've called in, you can hit *2 on your telephone keypad. I would love to hear what this was like for you. You know, what did you notice about yourself? You know, do you have a belief that you know right now is messing you up? And let's talk about it. I am here to love on you, to answer your questions. And if you're open, to coach you through some of this, I want you to have a different result. Okay, so I have a question coming in right now. So if you are calling in from the gorgeous state of Louisiana and your number ends in 78, good morning, my love. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Rachel Wilson. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my darling. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling because I have a couple. First of all, this has been really helpful. I have put myself on an 8-week Rachel Can positive thinking journey. So this ties in with that. And so far I've only been a week in and I can tell a difference. I miscarried.
Wonderful.
I miscarried in December. And my biggest thing is that I'm fearful that because I can't afford to do fertility treatments anymore, I did some and they failed, that my low AMH and that I won't be able to get pregnant again. That because I'm 40, that pregnancy in December that I lost is it for me. And I think that's what weighs me down.
Okay. So first of all, Rachel, I want to celebrate you first for even having a program for yourself called Rachel Can. I love it. I love it. It's genius. I think it's fantastic. And you are going to inspire other women who are on this call right now. Okay. So first of all, I want to acknowledge you for that. The second thing I want to do is my heart goes out to you, my love. Having suffered miscarriage myself, I feel you on that one. Okay. And I honor you for that. You're not alone. You are absolutely not alone. So, which is why what you are doing right now is even more amazing. You love yourself and you love the vision that you have for yourself so much. You created something called Rachel Can. Do you see how brilliant that is? Do you see what it takes to do that? So I want you to just take a moment and celebrate yourself with me, girl. Own this. Own how brilliant and strong you are. Okay, can we do that for a second?
Okay.
All right, let's just do that. You have picked yourself up from a devastating loss and started demanding more for yourself. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Now, are you ready for a very important truth right now? Are you ready to hear something really important?
Yeah.
You're a spring chicken, baby. You are a spring chicken. You're only 40. 42. I'm going to be 45 this year. 40. Don't you dare let anybody tell you that you are dried up and this is not going to happen for you. Whether it's somebody else or that low down dirty belief in your mind, it is wrong. It is wrong. There are women in their 40s that are having babies all the time, and that's what's possible for you. Okay? Tell me a little bit about what was the image you saw, my darling? The image of what you desire. What was that?
I saw myself having great sex to get pregnant, and that great sex caused a baby. I saw myself seeing a dark second line on a pregnancy test. I saw myself full with a baby. I saw myself holding my stomach as it grew. I saw myself shopping in a maternity store. I saw myself giving birth to a healthy baby. I saw it lying on my chest. I saw my son and my husband huddled around me with it. I saw us playing with the baby. Baby in my arms and the family all around. I saw love surrounding me. I was wearing a fun dress and the baby smelled sweet. I saw my son cuddling with it. And I felt lighter dreaming about this. Usually when I visualize, I have a heaviness in my chest. And I didn't feel that heaviness in my chest.
Yes.
And I felt calmer.
Yes. And that's what you're going to continue to do, my love. You're going to reinforce that vision. The fact that you were able to feel lighter, the fact that you were able to feel and see these things so beautifully vivid in the way you describe them. I mean, the way you're describing them now, you're like walking me through your life, woman. I love it. This is what you are going to focus on. You are going to make this your belief. You are a spring chicken, okay? You're a spring chicken. And what I'm going to ask you to do, okay, because I'm going to love on you right now, I want you to take this Rachel Cam to the next level, okay? I want you to take this to the next level. And I want you every single day for the rest of your Rachel can. And frankly, till your baby comes, I want you to be doing this. All right? I want you to be doing this. I want you to go back to that vision. I want you to spend, 5 minutes. I mean, look at what we were able to create for you in an extremely short period of time. Right? You saw that. Right? You saw that and you felt that. That's how powerful you are. I want you to begin every single day with that vision. 5 minutes. Okay. Set the timer on your phone. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You are going to invest 5 minutes in your baby. You are going to reinforce this vision in your mind. And you know what? When you have a negative thought or you have this belief that sneaks up on you and tries to tell you that you're old and dried up at 40, you're going to go back to that vision. Because what that vision is, that is the thought process, and that is the series of images that's going to help carry you through, because you are a spring chicken. And yes, I am repeating that intentionally, because I want you to see, some of the beliefs that you identified is that, you can't afford fertility treatments. Well, if you hold that belief, then you won't be able to afford fertility treatments. You sound like a really smart woman, Rachel. You're brilliant. You're creating all these things. I bet that if you really focused on the image that you created, you are so resourceful. If you desired more fertility treatment, if you did, I'm not saying you have to, but if you did, you'd find a way. You'd find a way, right?
It's just that my husband he's kind of drawn the line at no more fertility treatment. So that's kind of where
Okay. Okay, well, that's a whole nother conversation, love, and you've got a dog barking in the background, so
yeah,
so I'm
going to
wrap this part. No, it's okay. I totally get it. But I want you to take away from this and listen to the recording again if it would be helpful to you. I want you to come back to this. I want you to go back and practice this. Practice that imagery. Reinforce this. One of the two, there's a lot of different ways that we create beliefs. But one of the primary ways is through repetition, okay? So I want you to keep repeating this. Make this part of your morning practice. See this vision. Whenever you feel negative, bring up that image. Bring up that image. Bring up the emotion and watch that negativity. It's not more powerful than that image. You will stop that negativity dead in its tracks, okay? So that's what I want you to do, Rachel. I so honor you. I am so excited for you. You spring chicken, you. Okay, go for this. You know your body can do this, right? You've had a baby before.
Yeah,
don't give up on your body.
I have one baby, and I'm just wanting that second one.
Okay, you have every right to want that. I love it. You have every right to do that. Trust yourself. Okay, create that image and reinforce that. Okay, don't let any of, you know, go back over your list of low down dirty beliefs and make a decision today, write on your worksheet. I am committed to what? Okay, fill in the blank. Make the decision and follow through. You got it?
I got it. Thank you so much.
All
right,
my darling. Oh, gosh, you are so welcome, love. So I'm going to mute your line for your privacy, and I am, look at what Rachel was able to do, and, you know, in such a short period of time, and I am going to hang out with you for a few more minutes. I want you, if you have a question, if you want to walk through something with me, raise your hand by hitting *2 on your telephone keypad, and I am going to be absolutely thrilled to help you walk through that. I'm also going to, I'm going to go back over we've got questions coming in on our online here. And the first question, so get in line. If you want to talk to me live, hit *2 on your telephone keypad, and I will get back to the live line. But right now I'm going to go to these questions that are coming in online. So the first question, we have Paula from Nashville. How often did you visualize before you got pregnant? Paula, I practice what I preach. I was visualizing daily, and any time a negative thought came into my mind, I went back to the image that I wanted to impress upon my subconscious mind, okay? At the time, I was 40, okay? And I could not afford to mess around with negative thoughts. I had spent way too much time directing my attention to negativity, because with my negative beliefs, I started taking negative actions. And it was, you know, one of these beliefs that I had was that money was scarce and that I didn't believe I was worth spending money on. So I went to the cheapest clinic. I got the cheapest things. I mean, it was terrible. It was terrible. I wasn't getting the support that I desired. I figured, I'm just going to DIY this. Like, you know, with my mindset and everything else, I thought I was too smart to get a coach. I thought I was too smart to, you know, to get the help that I needed. But, you know, the joke was on me. You know, I was treating myself like I wasn't worth the investment. So I went and got what I paid for. Okay. I went to a clinic that was like, that treated me poorly. It was, you know, it was awful. Okay. So that was my opinion. That was my experience of what was going on. So look, I couldn't afford to do that. I knew that if I wanted success, I could not continue to let that low down dirty set of beliefs run the show. And when I transformed that, that's when I got pregnant. Okay. And I was able to use that same set of beliefs and reinforce that over and over and over again to defy the odds again at 43 when I had my baby boy naturally. So I was able to prove all of these statistics and all of these opinions wrong. Because according to statistics, I should have given up, right? I was carrying this belief, much like our darling Rachel, that I was old. And the reality is I got pregnant at a time when I should have been hanging it up, gave birth to a completely healthy, beautiful baby boy, and I am not unique, okay? You can do that too, Paula. You have got to make the commitment that you are more committed to your vision than your fear. Okay, write that down. For those of you that are on this line, write that down. You have to be more committed to your vision than your fear, because you're making a choice between the two of them when you focus. Okay, you're either focusing on your fear or you're focusing on your vision. Which one of these things, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, which one is more likely to help you get what you want, okay? So I'm loving on you, Paula. Do it every day. Do it whenever those negative thoughts come up. Immediately bring that powerful vision to your mind, feel the emotion, and rock it out, baby. So we also have Jenny from Norwich, England. Hi, Roseanne. Through the meditation, I realized my mindset is blocked by my partner's attitude toward his son from a previous relationship. I know I am too judgmental toward the way that he is a dad. He does the best that he can, and when he can, I think my expectations are far too high. Thank you, Roseanne. Lots of love. Okay, well, it sounds like that was quite an interesting revelation, Jenny. And if you believe that you've got some judgment and you're judging your partner for how he parents, chances are that judgment isn't just isolated to him, my darling. Chances are if you've got hardcore judgment on your partner, you've got hardcore judgment on yourself. So go back to the image that you've created. I bet there wasn't a ton of judgment in that, right? I bet it was beautiful. I bet it would bring tears to everyone's eyes if they heard it. Focus on that. Focus on the emotions that were elicited by that. You know, live your journey from that place. And, you know, from that place of love, from that place of inspiration, approach your partner. You know, and sometimes, like, we create these unnecessary blocks, and, you know, because we're really in a place where we can't see beyond our own limitation, okay? So if you are limiting yourself with judgment and you're limiting your partner with judgment, you know, you're really wise to pay attention to that and to do the work to dislodge that judgment and free up the block so that you can welcome that baby love. And you got to trust yourself. You have the instinct that this is a block for you. Don't let it continue to be a block, okay? Make the decision. You know, I love Rachel. You know, make the decision that you, it's all about Jenny can. And Jenny free of judgment. Jenny's not judging herself. Jenny's not judging everyone else. Jenny is in the zone and focusing on what she wants, not on what she doesn't want. Okay? Go back and listen to this recording. Own it. Make a decision, okay, about what you're going to do to follow up with this. Okay, Jenny? Great question. You guys are smart. Okay. So I also have a question here from Elena in Amsterdam. How to overcome the belief I'm too old when age is something I cannot objectively change? I am 44 and a half. Well, Elena, we're the same age, and I don't know about you, but I'm a spring chicken. And what you've got to do, love, is you've got to quit buying into this notion. You know, everyone loves to fear-monger about age. And I'm not here to perpetuate or be a proponent of denial. I don't deny that I'm 44 and a half, but I also know that I can do whatever I want. I love and trust myself to believe that I can do what I want. And you want to cultivate that within yourself. And I'm not sharing that with you, Elena, to brag or to impress you. What I'm trying to do is impress upon you, my darling, what is possible. You know, this didn't happen for me overnight. I made the decision that I could not afford to squander my dreams on, you know, on wasting my time with negative beliefs and beliefs that were not going to move the needle forward. Okay? So you've got to, you know, go back. Look at the image. Start impressing that image upon your subconscious mind. See it. Feel it. And emotionalizing is so critical here. Okay? You've got to emotionalize what you see, because when you do that, you unite it with the image, it becomes more real, and it helps to create that new neural pathway that will be a new belief, okay? So you need to think about, you know, and I would invite you, Elena, start, you know, instead of focusing on these statistics that are telling you you're too old, look around for inspiration on women who made the impossible possible in their 40s. Focus on that. Focus on images of other women in their 40s who defy the odds. And you know what? Let me just throw you a bone. It's not just me that was able to do it. You know, one of my favorite examples is Senator Tammy Duckworth from Chicago. I mean, this woman was a decorated helicopter pilot who had both of her legs blown off in, I believe it was Afghanistan. And, you know, that woman, she's like, hey, you know, I'm not going to let the loss of two limbs dictate to me what's going to be possible for me in my life. So she went and she's had two babies. She was the first senator to give birth while in office. And she's a war veteran. I mean, and she's 50. If I remember correctly, she's 50 years old. Okay. Through using the power of IVF. And most importantly, that happened for her because she believed. If she just gave up and said, oh, I'm 50, I'm old, this is never going to happen for me, she wouldn't have that second baby. She wouldn't have the first baby. Okay. So see how powerful that is. Use that image in your mind and start surrounding yourself with things that confirm your beliefs. Okay, so that's going to be, your homework assignment, Elena, if you're willing. You do what you want here, my love, but you can Google Tammy Duckworth. Get some inspiration. Okay, so let me have a sip of tea here because I've got a bunch of other questions. So one moment. Okay, so we have Megan from Washington. Over the last month, my husband and I have begun considering infant adoption even as we are about to restart IVF. It gives me comfort to know that there are many beautiful ways to build a family. The image I saw during the visualization was rocking an infant with my husband. Do you think there's anything wrong with considering multiple paths to motherhood at the same time? Thanks for all you do. Megan, my darling woman. There is nothing wrong with considering multiple paths to motherhood if that's what pleases your heart. Who says that there's only one way to do this? I mean, you've got to love and trust yourself. Hey, you know what? If your heart is open and you are open to welcoming a child that needs a home into your home, bless you, woman. Bless you. And there is no lack or scarcity in the world. So why not have it all? Why not open your heart up to a child that needs a home and open your heart up to having a baby, you know, of your own as well, right? And you think about how open and expansive that is. You know, you're not greedy. You know, I know that probably part of what was going on through your mind, and I'm not clairvoyant. I just know my ladies. You know, maybe there's part of you that was like, oh, I'm greedy. You know, I need to pick a path. And it's like, no, you don't have to pick a path. Who says that? What if your path is inclusive? What if your path gives you permission to be open to all the ways your baby can possibly come to you? Consider that a blessing, woman, that your heart is open. You're not judging yourself and telling yourself it can only happen one way. Celebrate that in you. So go for it. Go for it. And you know what? Be unapologetic for your desires. The image that you saw in your mind, it is yours because it was meant for you. Own it. Go after it like your hair is on fire. It's yours. Claim it. Don't let anybody slow you down. Don't let anyone judge you for that. You know, it's just focus on you. Don't focus on what you don't want. Focus on what you want and let that help you take the steps that you need to take to Mama Town, my love. And I cannot wait to see you there. So what a great question, Megan. I'm sending you so much love. And thank you for asking that. Okay, we also have a question from Mayon in Tel Aviv. See, we truly have an international crowd here, loves. This is awesome. I'm dying to get to Tel Aviv one day. Anyway, Mayan, I feel like I am constantly comparing myself to everyone around. How do I stop comparing myself to everyone around me who is getting pregnant so easily? It brings me down every time, no matter how many times I try to tell myself that this is my story, I should be happy for them, etc. Okay. Mayan, your instinct is correct. You're spending way too much time, my love, focusing on other people. Focus on you and focus on what you want. What other people are doing has nothing to do with you. And I'm going to love you enough. And I say this lovingly. Please do not misinterpret me. Okay, I'm saying it with love. What other people are doing, what other people are thinking, what other people got going on in their lives is none of your business. What is your business is focusing on what is going to help catapult you toward your desires, love. Focus on you. Focus on the image that you were able to create in our time together. Comparison is the thief of dreams, okay? Don't waste your time in it. You don't really know anything about these people's lives. Don't put that kind of pressure on them for being quote-unquote perfect, and don't put that on yourself. It's too much. Comparing yourself always means that you are at a disadvantage, okay? And so quit wasting time. And the way that you're going to stop doing that is by watching your focus. Do exactly what we've talked about this morning. Create the image. Focus on that. When you catch yourself comparing yourself to other women, boom, go back to that image. You are going to discipline yourself to make this your fallback position. You start to feel negative, boom, see the image of what you want. Focus on that. Okay? See, it's simple. It's surprisingly simple, isn't it? And then go back to your worksheet. What are you committing to in your life? You can't just keep spinning and wishing things were going to change. You've got to take action like a powerful woman. You are an empowered, beautiful woman. Start acting like it, okay? Take some action that feels right to you that is going to help you solidify your belief that you will get yours, okay? When you're comparing yourself to other people, it's all about lack and scarcity. and lack and scarcity, there's no such thing. Okay? There is so much abundance in this world. Do not get caught up in that low down dirty belief that there isn't. Okay? So, thanks for asking that question, Mayan. We also have a question from Hannah in New York. What is your advice for single ladies who want a family? I did IVF on my own for over a year and froze my eggs, and I'm still looking for the right partner. I'm still doing IVF and nearing my goal of 20 eggs. Oh, congratulations, Hannah. I love it. What advice would I give you is keep doing you, baby. Keep doing you. And, you know, you do things on your terms. And, you know, I love, you know, many of the clients that I work with are women who are doing this on their own. You know, we're professional women. And, you know, the reality is that sometimes, you know, we get so focused on our career that, you know, that's where we find ourselves, is that, you know, we create the solid foundation with a beautiful career. And then it's time to have our family and find our partner. There's no right or wrong here. Rock out your story. It sounds like an amazing one. And I love it. You know, do what you need to do to live your life on your terms, Hannah. So, you know, that would be my advice to you is, you know, and I love what you're doing. You're not waiting around. You know, you're taking us. You're clearly one of my ladies. You know, you're not waiting around for somebody else to tell you when it's time to start a family. You are taking your life like a bull by the horns, and I love it. I honor it. You know, I think it's a wonderful thing. You're not wasting time, you know, waiting for permission from other people. You are taking control of your life, and that's what a successful woman does. Woman, Hannah, I'm super excited for you and what you're going to create in your life. So you do you. That's my advice to you. So Christina asks in Seattle, can you expand more on the scientific evidence behind positive believing? I think that will make your powerful talk even more powerful for me. Woman, get on Google. Look at the research. You know, if you want an example of this, I mean, on my podcast, I will be presenting an interview that I did with the amazing Dr. Bernie Siegel. Dr. Siegel is a well-known authority on the power of the mind-body connection. I mean, you've heard of spontaneous healing. Well, they call it spontaneous because, well, for so many biased reasons. But, you know, the mind-body connection is undeniable. It's undeniable. Do your own research, love. And the reality is, you know, I remember I was at a talk once and somebody said there are two types of cancers, can surrender and can survive. And, you know, there are countless studies of what happens when patients, you know, in a given circumstance, you know, the outcomes for patients who believe that they are going to overcome that which they're facing. You know, the survival rates and the outcomes are so wildly different than people who go in there and pretty much surrender, right? You know, think about, I mean, the evidence is overwhelming, both anecdotal and scientific. Think about women, I mean, who have gone on to have babies after years of repeated IVF treatments. I'm one of them. You know, if you go to them and you ask them, what is it? You know, what is it that you think helped this happen for you? Is they never gave up on themselves. They had an abiding belief. They didn't give up in that sense. They may not have continued treatment, but they went on to believe that it was possible for them. And they did. Okay? So go find your own research. Find the things that are going to confirm your new beliefs. You know, and look, just because something, I mean, there's plenty of evidence already out there. So that's a given. I mean, that's undisputable. But the reality is when you're cultivating a new belief, who says anybody else has to believe it but you? Okay? You've got to think about being the powerful commander of your own life. And if you believe it, that's all that matters. I mean, there are so many people out there that have seen the most amazing things happen in their lives because of what they believe. Okay? Let yourself be one of them. So I have another question, and hey, I'm so excited to hang out with you guys a little bit longer. I have another question coming in from New Jersey. So if you are calling in from New Jersey and the last two digits of your number are 27, what is your name and what is your question, love? Hello? Are you there?
Sorry. Yeah, it's Paige.
Oh, hey, can you hear me? Good morning, my darling. Yes. What's your question?
Good morning. Well, you know, now that I've been listening, I feel sort of silly, but I guess my negative thinking, when it cuts right down to it, even though I know it's not logical, is that I feel this little thought that creeps in that says, like, other people can get pregnant, but it's just not for you. And almost like I don't deserve it or something like that. But that's that negative voice that I'm working on trying to, you know, dig out and squash as soon as it rears its ugly head. Because I had a miscarriage in April, and I've decided I'm doing this by myself. So I've decided to try again. And it's just every step forward feels like there are some steps back in the process. And I keep trying to just say it's teaching me patience, but that kind of thinking is only getting me so far.
Uh-huh. Well, I am holding space for you, my love. You know, as you heard with Rachel, I mean, miscarriage is, you know, it's the kind of thing that can really knock you on your butt. And I'm holding space for you. I'm sending you love right now. And I deeply identify with what that's like. So yeah. I honor you for being here. And I honor you for your honesty and being real about that. So look, it's that lack and scarcity thinking again. Like, getting pregnant is for everyone else. It's not for you, right? It's like there's something deeply wrong with you, Paige, that, you know, you're going to be the one that doesn't get what you want. So tell me, what was the image that you brought up in your mind in that visualization? What did you see? What is this beautiful image that you choose to focus on? Tell me more about that.
Well, I kind of had two. I had, like, holding the baby and, you know, putting him down to sleep and just watching him sleep. And, you know, when you mentioned their little toes, like when you nibble on little toes or little fingers, and just seeing them. And I also envisioned myself pregnant at work with my feet up. And,
you know, just, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't really show at all. So it was 10 weeks when I lost the pregnancy, so I didn't get to experience that part, just the morning sickness. And so I think, mm-hmm. you know, to be there and to have the belly, and, you know, as a number of my friends have had, that's sort of the vision that I like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what were the emotions that you felt with that? What were those like?
I mean, pretty simple. It's like there was a joyfulness, but mm-hmm. you know, as soon as I felt that, I think you had mentioned like acute maternity outfit or something, and I have these belly bands that I purchased because I was already starting to like feel like my pants were tight and stuff, and you know, I only use them like once. And that made me sad to think about them. So I tried to squash that and just picture a different outfit, like not something I had that had kind of like, you know, I didn't end up needing. But mostly, I mean, mostly it was a joyful feeling when I pictured the baby.
Okay. Well, great. Well, that's what you're going to focus on. Because look, this idea that it's not for you, like what evidence do you have to support that? Right?
None. I mean, like, honestly, terrible thing.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're, you know, I'm sure you are many things, Paige, but clairvoyant. Are you clairvoyant? Can you see in the future that this is not going to happen for you? I'm going to love you enough to challenge that notion. Okay.
Right.
Like, and because you don't know. And the thing that we get caught up in on this journey, especially when negativity is running the show and you have not done the work to transform your mindset, is we keep replaying the same old image over and over and over again. Right? So mm-hmm. it gives us, we become myopic. We're only looking at one aspect of our journey instead of the entire one, you know? And, mm-hmm. and the reality is, you know, living in the past, you can't see the future. You can't see the reality mm-hmm. of the future, the whole picture, you know? And you sound really smart. So do yourself a favor and break this cycle. You know, break the cycle. Go back. You know, whenever you say it's not for you, you say, why not me? Why not me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, go back to that image, impress that upon your mind, because look, you're not just going to, if you don't cultivate a new belief, you're never going to move past that thought, right? The belief is what you want. You want to do everything that you can to cultivate that new belief. That is the whole point of this, of moving from positive thinking to positive believing. Positive thinking alone doesn't work. You have to have the deep and abiding belief. You know, I'll give you a super quick example. When I went through my miscarriage, I had, and again, you know, much like the other ladies, you know, I'm not sharing this with you to impress you, but to impress upon you what's possible, because I was about as stubborn as they come, you know, and I, you know, so if I can do it, like anybody can do it. It's probably going to be 10 times easier for you. You know, when I was going through my miscarriage, I had done the work. I had done the work. I had cultivated the belief. So when I was, as devastating as that was, I was actually able to use that miscarriage to catapult myself forward and say, hey, I know my baby is coming. He's made an attempt. Okay. I know he's coming. He's letting me know. Now that's me. That's how I used it. So I'm not saying that that's how you have to do it. I never do that. I am just offering this as inspiration. Do with it what you will, but I, you know, that's what I did. I used it to say, hey, this is evidence that my body can do this. Yes, it did not end up the way that I wanted it to, but that doesn't mean it isn't going to happen. You know, my view of the world was very limited, and I readily admit I am not clairvoyant, but I was willing, as a logical and linear attorney, I was willing to say, okay, this is some evidence here. You know, the jury's not out yet. Jury's not out for me. You know, this is just one piece of evidence. It's not the entire case. And so when I, you know, in doing that, I was like, okay, he's coming. And he did. Okay. He came on a timeline that I didn't quite anticipate, because, you know, so many people had told me it would never happen for me. But boom, I was happy to prove him wrong. At an age where, you know, my chances of, you know, of, according to the statistics, would have been pretty dismal. So don't you dare give up on yourself. Don't you dare allow that low down dirty thought to rob you blind, to rob you blind of what you desire to create for yourself. It's in your heart for a reason, woman. Own it. Go for it like your hair's on fire. Did you get what you needed?
Thanks. Yeah.
Trust that joyfulness. That's just as real as anything else. You know, so that's what I would encourage you to do. It is for you. It is for you. Why not? Why not? Right?
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful, my love. So I'm going to mute your line for your privacy. Ladies, okay. So, like, if anyone else has any last questions, I am going to be heading out. We're having Asher's birthday party. I am going to get myself ready for that, and I can't wait to see the shark cake. But, you know, I want to really encourage you, take what you learned today. You know, if you have a question, hit star 2 on your telephone keypad. I'm going to take one last look at the Q&A that is coming online and see if anybody else has any questions there. Look, you have the power to transform this. Go and make a decision today that you're going to take an action. You are going to take a powerful action to create a new set of beliefs. Positive thinking alone does not work. You you absolutely have to cultivate the belief, because you simply, if you want success on this journey, you simply can't afford to mess around with beliefs that are not going to support you. Okay, you want to really reinforce the belief so that you can make that your reality, okay? And the other thing is that if you look around your life right now, if you take an honest look around your life, it is an absolute reflection of your beliefs. It is an absolute reflection of what you believe is possible for you, what you have in your life, what you tolerate, what you know, the partner you've chosen, you know, your profession. It all comes down to what you believe. You know, do you believe you deserve the best? You know, or do you believe that you can only have so much? You're going to see that playing out in your life right now, okay? So it's very interesting. We think that, oh, you know, you can believe, you know, you can believe one thing and think another. I mean, no, no. These things, absolutely, what is your inward truth is expressed outwardly. It always is. So if you're holding beliefs that are not serving you, chances are it's not just happening on this journey. You're going to see a pattern in almost every aspect of your life. Okay, that's how powerful mindset is. That is how powerful your beliefs are. And most importantly, that's how powerful you are. So you may as well use your powers for good. Okay, so my love, thank you for joining me. I'm so happy to have been here with you today. And for those of you who are like, okay, I want to get on with this. I want to transform my mindset because I know I want to leverage the most powerful resource I have. Go ahead and click that gray box in the upper left-hand corner, or you can go to my website, www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough, and we can talk about working together. That's my gift to the Circle and Bloom community. I was one of y'all, and so I love supporting you now. So, and again, a huge shout-out to Joanne and the entire Circle and Bloom family for making this possible. Use your meditations, my loves. They are amazing, and they are proof positive of what we were talking about this morning. You know, what we're talking about this morning is really about expanding upon that, really seeing all of your life the way you desire it to be, to see your journey as you desire it to be, because that is what you deserve. All right, my loves, sending you so much love. Have a wonderful day, and remember, being a mom was meant for you, so go for it like your hair is on fire. Take care.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.